Hello. Ooh, that was loud. I'm DJ Hex Mom.
And I'm DJ Magic.
I'm DJ Sam I Am.
And I'm Big Chuck.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Big Chuck. You're listening to WMTN 93.1, 103.1, and SASradio.org. And this is Headmaster's Corner. So today's topic is summer plans and what we're going to do for graduation.
Oh, man.
So we're going to start with Sam I Am. So what are your plans for after the school year ends?
Just probably going to tour some colleges, maybe. Like, okay. I've got a couple in mind. My first choice is going to be Savannah College of Art and Design.
I have never heard of that.
Of course you haven't.
Be quiet, Sam. Continue
and,
your spiel.
Yeah, over the summer I'm going to see a couple concerts as well.
So. Oh, okay. Who are you going to see in concert?
Probably Smashing Pumpkins and Green Day.
You got to take pictures and videos of Smashing Pumpkins and send them to me.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I got you.
Yes. All right, Big Chuck, what are your plans for after graduation?
I have so many plans that I just really can't think of one specific. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to hopefully go to college. I'm planning on going to Motlow, which is very local. I think it's in, like, Tullahoma. It's very close to home, and also the only place my GPA is high enough to go to.
Have you just applied to that specific college, or have you applied to anywhere else?
I haven't bothered applying anywhere else. I won't be accepted.
Well, you don't know until you try. That was me. Look, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I applied to like so many. There was one specific private school I applied to. And I ended up getting in and ended up getting a scholarship for it. So I'm telling you, it don't hurt to try. Don't knock it till you try. Thank you. Yes, don't knock it till you try. Don't be afraid to do something just because you don't know the outcome. I'm telling you right now, like, you got to do it. Exactly. You got to do it. All right, DJ Magic, what are your summer plans?
I have so many summer plans. Okay. First of all, I'm going to go see Cigarettes After Sex. And also I'm going to go see Suicide Boys, and I'm seeing two tours, and then hopefully I'm going to see
Studio Ghibli.
Hopefully with either Goober or Alex. Yeah,
okay,
so I got a lot of plans, and also hopefully I get into my summer camp at ETSU.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, you're going to do a summer camp there?
Yeah, okay. It's like 3 weeks in Johnson City, so I'm excited.
Are you like going to the summer camp, or are you going to be like working at the summer camp? Like, what?
Oh, no, I'm going to be like a camper.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Oh, dang. St. Andrews is going to miss you.
No.
I'm mad jealous that you're going to the Studio Ghibli thing, though. I love them.
That's still a maybe, but you know.
I love it. Yo, Ponyo was my whole childhood.
Okay. What animes do you like from them?
I don't like anime. No, I'm kidding. Ponyo, I love that one. That was my whole childhood. I love Totoro. I love that one. It was so good. I've seen lots of ads for the one about being in the castle in the sky, and there's this the little witch girl that like runs errands or whatever, and like has a talking cat.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah. I want to watch those two someday. But there are other ones. There was also some more recent ones that I've seen, but I can't remember what their names were because I don't know if I ever knew them in the first place.
Have you seen Spirited Away?
No, but that's another one I should watch.
Yeah,
That's coming out on April 7th through May the 1st. That's like their first show.
Oh, I love that one. Spirited Away. Like the first one I've seen.
Princess Mononoke?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I enjoyed it.
Okay, but my summer plans is, so I'm going to be moving back home to Louisiana, and I'm getting knee surgery. I've had knee problems I know. So I'm not going to go into the whole depths of the knee surgery because I don't know who's squeamish here and all that. So I'll save
squeamish.
That for a different conversation. Going to Disney World right after graduation. Yeah,
overrated.
So we're leaving the 20th of May.
Ooh.
And we're going to Epcot, going on all the rides. My sister's forced me to go on all the rides. She said, whether you scared or not, we going on all the rides. I was like, okay. And I'm going to eat good. And then hopefully I want to go to Daytona Beach because we'll be like, give or take 30, 25-ish minutes away from there. And we're like, give or take maybe an hour, 45 minutes away from Miami. So maybe we can go to Miami, convince my mom to drive down there. I mean, shoot, I'll drive down there.
Shoot.
And drive to Miami. I will go to Miami.
What's in Miami? You want to go there so bad?
I don't know. I mean, apparently I went there when I was younger, but I obviously do not remember. So I was like, might as well just go to Miami. We're like right there.
Just see what happens.
Just see what happens.
Well, you know, speaking of which, that is the same reason just about that I'm being taken away to go to Arkansas this weekend.
Arkansas? Wait, you're taken away?
I'm being kidnapped by my family. That's not what that is. They're taking me to Arkansas to go see the eclipse.
So
I get to miss school, but it's also supposed to be cloudy there. So I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm just along for the ride.
Oh, well, you could have saw it with us at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not in the direct line of sight for it, though.
True, so. But we're in at least some sort of vicinity.
We're over 90%.
Okay.
So.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, I don't go mean. Ahead. I just got an exciting email. I was just accepted to UTC. I really do want to go to ETSU. It's kind of complicated because I've been kind of like, I don't know. It's a hard decision. It's a really hard decision whether to stay like near my parents or go to ETSU that has all my programs that I really want. So I don't really know.
You could do like a split.
But yeah, I got to UTC. It's not how it works, but you never know.
Actually.
speaking of UTC, I know you're going in for what is it? Architecture?
Interior design.
Interior design,
which is kind of under architecture. Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of, I just had this conversation with you today. Like, everybody's either going into the medical field or doing some type of building, and I don't know what it is. Yeah, I know they pay really well, but it's like, are those the only two options left in this economy?
That's what I'm going into.
It's like, no, because I'm going into the medical field. I'm doing animal medicine, veterinary, and all that, pre-vet. And it's like, and everybody else is either doing engineering, architecture, interior design, just anything that does with building and Legos and
I'm not like other girls. I'm going into communications.
Communications. Okay.
That's what we're doing right now.
Exactly. But, you know, communications also includes different things. I just didn't know if
I was
going
to get to there if you kind
of You know what you should do, Big Chuck? Over the summer, you should start trying to think of maybe building your own radio station from scratch. Instead of taking over a previous one, you should build from scratch.
That sounds expensive.
It is expensive. Well, definitely in this economy, but you should, like...
Definitely in this
you
economy.
Can't really make much profit off of many radio stations now. Like,
true.
I mean, based off of us.
You know what we should do?
We're just doing this for fun, you know?
We should start a podcast.
We should start a podcast. Oh my God, No Tea, No Shade Part 2?
Okay. Oh, yeah, you can talk about
No Tea, No Shade, the deluxe.
DJ Hex Mom, I'm going to shut you down right now on that idea.
The deluxe
right
version?
Now.
The deluxe
not
version?
Not approved.
I have, like, new stories now. Like, over the past... spring break and now like I have new stories. The stories don't ever stop.
Save it for your voice track.
Yeah. Save it for voice tracking. I wish. It might have to be like a whole little a mini thing. What is it? An EP of No Tea, No Shade instead of a whole album or a deluxe album.
Maybe you should do like 5-minute episodes.
5-minute episodes.
Only 5 minutes though.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's like see, I'd speak a lot longer than
I know.
Man, this
but
conversation
if we
is
are
me.
Actually going to do this, only 5 minutes. I would only let you do 5 minutes.
No. I'd speak more than that. Okay, but anyway.
Talk fast like you always do.
Talk fast like I always do.
Yeah.
All right, so seniors in the room, even though it's only three of us, I'm so sorry. You got, what, 2-3 years left?
Yeah.
Dang,
I'm a prick for you.
I got time.
Yeah, you got time, but for the seniors in the room, who's excited for Annie's and senior mugging?
I'm excited, but I'm like gonna be like really sad at the same time.
I mean,
like, I'm excited, but like it's the end.
The only Annies I know are the little bunnies. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, okay. So it's tradition. Every near graduation, I think it's the Saturday before graduation because graduation is always on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The Saturday because you remember Miss Duncan sent out that form of like who do you want to be your Annies because previous times it was your advisor who did it. But now that they picked advisors for us based off of grades, it's like we get to choose who we want to do our Annies. So you're able to pick. Because I remember you said if your dad could do your Annie. Because like any faculty staff member could like do your Annie. So I'm not going to say who I picked. That's just a spoiler. But yeah, so, like pick your Annies and stuff. And they like say good things about you or make you laugh, funny and all that stuff. You're looking at me like
I don't know
I'm
what
young.
You're talking about, but at the same time, have I know you what not? You're talking about.
Yeah, this is the first I've heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been here. Y'all been here longer than me, and I already know. About this. I'm just saying.
When I graduated eighth grade, I got something kind of similar.
Okay.
But we didn't get to pick the faculty member. They just like would write like a limerick about us.
Okay.
And then we got one.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for senior mugging because I get a mug and I can take it.
I love mugs.
Even though I have a plethora of SAS hoodies, I get a mug that I will definitely use.
And totally not break.
No, I wouldn't want to break it.
No, I mean like on accident. Like,
oh, on accident? Just gonna get broke.
I was not saying you're just smashing on the ground.
Oh, no. Speaking of smashing, I throw every year, I think I started this in seventh grade. I would, because I don't know, my middle school was like, I just did not like my middle school. So after every state test, I would throw my calculator on the ground and just completely break it.
Mm-mm.
Like, I would break it. It was a sign of like, oh my God, I'm done.
That's so real.
My calculator was too
expensive.
Ooh,
at my middle school, at my middle school, we'd burn all our textbooks.
That's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to burn that Creedle journal, bro.
Burn the contents of my like binders and stuff. Because it's like, I'm not going to need that old test.
I don't want to.
You know what was my biggest mistake? Was burning my math notes. That was my biggest mistake. Because the next year we were relearning some stuff. And I was like, I had such good notes on this.
No, but I still have my notes, but I was just too lazy to go get them out and put them back in my binder. And I'm just like, that's too much work, man. I'll just take notes again.
I had a lot of Algebra 2 notes that I think I threw away. And the only thing I had that I kept was a good thing was the unit circle that we had did.
And yeah.
That was smart.
Because I had pictures of it on my iPad, and I was oh my God. So yeah, I was so glad I kept that. I didn't even think we would like come back to the unit circle, if I'm being so completely honest with you. Like, I was just
math is weird, folks.
Math is weird. Yes, math. If you're going into any building, architecture, engineering, you will need math. You will
1000%.
Another good reason to go into communications.
What would you need for communications anyway?
It kind of depends on what you're wanting to go, because there's journalism, so you need to learn how to like write, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then there's communications, like how to like talk to people, how to make the conversation continue. And then there's communication marketing, isn't that? I don't know. Maybe that's under the same
that
wrong
might,
thing.
That might be.
I think that's like communicative business or something.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. So there's different.
I take
categories.
It you must be going into communications too, because you seem to know so much about it over there.
I was at the very beginning, I was thinking of going into communications, because I was kind of like, I kind of want to continue this radio thing. But then I kind of went, you know.
Changed my mind.
Kind of was like fading away from this idea. But I don't know.
It reminds me of a story. One of my coworkers over the summer, his major is psychology. But if you've known him for like a really long time, like you wouldn't think, based off how he looks at you, wouldn't think he would go into psychology, because like he's real, I don't know, he has this like specific personality, and he's just like that real funny person. And then when he told us that his major was psychology, we were like, really?
Huh?
Wait, who?
He goes to Swanee. His name is David, but worked with him over something. Yeah, it was just, he told us that he was going into psychology, and we were like, really? And he was like, yeah, I could probably like read your guys' minds and stuff. And we're like, oh my goodness. It was terrible.
Wait, you got things to hide in your mind?
You got things
don't
to hide.
Don't we all?
I'd be scared if somebody could read my mind, Loki.
Me too. Stay out of my brain.
All right. Well, you've been listening to WMTN 93.1, 103.1, and SASradio.org, the voice of the mountain.